All right, everybody, thank you for hanging out with us today. We've had a busy, busy day. Lorna Landvik, Dr. Stephanie Covington was on us with Hidden Healers. We actually have more books. If people want to call, if you were listening to the Hidden Healers, you can give us a buzz at 651-641-1071. We do have a couple more of those books if you want to give away, highlighting women's voices in incarceration and then afterwards and how they all help each other out. It's an interesting book. We both really enjoyed it. So give Ellie a call. And in the meantime, Lori, we have news. We've got news.
Hollywood news. We've got this. Jennifer Aniston is set to, now I'm not saying starring him, set to produce the reimagined 9 to 5 movie that has been rumored to be
in the works forever.
Well, Jane Fonda confirmed a 9 to 5 sequel was in the works in 2018. But we've never seen that.
Nope.
That's never happened. But this is Diablo Cody will write the script.
Love that.
And she's going to produce.
Love it.
That's what it, that's all we know.
She'll now, you know what we know.
Her Echo Films banner with her partner, and Diablo Cody is writing it, and that's all we know about it.
Well, that's
are
enough.
Are you in or are you out?
I'm totally in.
Okay.
I'm totally in. I mean, who played the guy in it? What was Dabney Coleman.
Oh, he's epic.
He was epic, and I just love the name Dabney. I would like someone to name their child Dabney.
You would.
It's kind of, I mean, Dabs.
A very 30s name,
I know,
like Dashiell
it.
Or Mabel or
I know
Marge.
I love Marge. Mm-hmm. Dabney.
Anyway, so it's a reimagining, and
She produced Dumpling.
Yes, that was excellent.
An excellent movie.
Cake.
I never saw Cake.
The Switch.
No. But good for her.
Murder
Are
Mystery
they gone?
2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gosh. Gone. All right. Thanks, Ellie. I know I just threw that at you.
No, you're good.
That's happening.
Are you excited? Do we care?
You know, yeah. I guess I don't really care. I just care that it's good.
Are we still on 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Because I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Ari, tell us why.
Because I am a massive fan of the original. Dolly Parton is an icon. 9 to 5 was like one of those movies where when I was 13, I'd make other people watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so funny, and it was uncharacteristically, like, brash and over the top and maybe a little bit crude for women's roles at the time.
Yeah, I get that.
So maybe I'm excited because I think with that original intent, it could do really well revamped in the modern day.
Do you think Dabney, the name, should come back?
Oh, jeez.
Dabney,
Dabney Coleman's the name of the male, you know, their boss.
Jimmy's taking a big detour.
I'm just thinking that name should be a pet name or something. Dabney.
I mean, it sounds fantastic. If anything, I want to see, like, kind of the exact same dynamic, but with less of the coy undertones of the first and more about how it actually is nowadays. And I trust Diablo Cody to have good female comedy there.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree.
We still have to see. I know we had a couple listeners email us that they really liked Lisa Frankenstein with Cole Sprouse and Catherine Newton, and Diablo Cody wrote that, of course.
She also did United States of Terror, which is
was
awesome.
A great show. Jennifer's Body.
I love that.
That, and of course, Juno.
Juno, where it all started.
Yeah.
Okay, so a minute.
I'm excited about this.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And I do think that you're spot on, Ellie, as far as like that. That movie got crap. Oh, how dare these, you know, because they were poking fun at the patriarchy and all the BS and all of that. And they were smarter all along. And it was really very much a powerful feminist film, sugar coated in a Hollywood way for mass consumption.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know,
I'm excited about Jennifer Aniston because her name, she did Dumplin', and that was also kind of a collaboration of Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's get another song on there.
I like it.
Yeah.
I totally like it.
And then she's also producer on The Morning Show, which is a great show.
Oh yeah.
Are they going to do a season
four? They have, yeah.
They are? Okay.
We're getting another season. Are we interrupting a letter writing campaign from you right now? Julia's literally... I like to look at my friend when I talk, but she's over there taking notes or writing a letter to somebody. I'm having a conversation with thin air. I'm looking at the top of your head as you're penning a missive to somebody You could be writing a grocery
list. It was
list.
A really good question.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other night, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone sat down, and it was on Fox. I can't remember what night it was, and they were kind of talking to each other, and they were saying, they were playing this game, like, who would you put on Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
So who would be, because they were both action heroes in their movies, and who would we add to Mount Rushmore as the best action heroes? And they added Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis would be there for. And I thought that's kind of an interesting question. You could use it. Who's your Mount Rushmore of literature? Who's your Mount Rushmore of act? You know, I was putting it down as a thought, Lori. I'm sorry I was having the thought bubble in the middle of you talking to me. I thought the top of my head looked really nice, though, today.
You're increasingly doing this. You're distracted. I mean, it's a good thing I pulled the plug. Obviously, you're bored with me.
Anyway, you never get offended. Don't even tell a lie. You're lying.
I'm not.
I know
offended.
You so well.
I just
well.
Call you out on it.
I don't care.
Yeah. See, exactly. And I don't care that you don't care. I mean, so it's all working out.
Julia,
people.
She just wants attention, and when you deprive her,
I know.
No, but I mean, she's intently writing. It's like texting when you're on the air.
Schwarzenegger's a long word to write.
Yeah. Can't you just write in shorthand Mount Rushmore, who's on it for bands?
Oh, like that would mean anything to her in an hour?
Well, that's true. That's true. She needs
right
to cite an example.
Right side pop out. Mm. I mean, the interesting thing on the sheet of paper about my brain or something.
Yeah.
A bar song, Shaboozy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good song.
That's a good song. Mm-hmm.
Shaboozy?
Oh, have you not heard it?
No.
It's very good.
We only know about Shaboozy because he sings backup on a couple songs on Cowboy Carter.
You got to get the song.
And so people
Is
start.
That how we that's knew
how
about
we
it?
Found okay, out about Shaboozy. He's featured on Cowboy Carter, two songs.
Now, that's a great name. Shaboozy.
Shaboozy, just like the, now I can't think of their names, off but the three gals. And Ellie, I know you had to have listened to Blackbird several times.
Oh,
Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know, the three women that are singing backup.
Yes.
All of those women have music careers in the country, and all of them, their streams, and people were
Everything
checking them out.
Uplifted.
Because that song, it was like hearing it brand new for the first time, that Beyonce, that version. You heard the lyrics in a whole different way.
When's the last time anyone listened to that Beatles song?
Oh, Blackbird? It's played. I mean, it's the Beatles. But
I understand.
But I'm just saying that because
we highlighted and lifted them up.
And the way she sings it, she's got, you know, church in her voice.
Say,
and
I think you like that one better than T-Swift's.
Oh, Cowboy Carter? 100% better. Are you kidding me? 16 songs versus 31. Too much bloat. I'm not that big of a fan.
Too much bloat.
I felt tortured at the idea of 31 songs, but I felt tortured by, you know, back in the day, Pink Floyd, when they did a double LP. I swear the only double LP in my life I've ever liked was The Suburbs, Credit in Heaven.
Oh, Lori, you're so funny. Okay, wait a minute. I have one thing else to say about the Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift's album. It surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite with Post Malone also becomes the most streamed song in a single day.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Okay, do you have Shaboozy?
I do. Song. I mean, is it...
Play it.
Am I going to have to dump things?
I don't know.
I didn't fully pull it up because I wasn't sure.
Oh. Grant put it in. He plays it.
I think it's in our system.
Yeah.
Shaboozy.
I don't know. Don't. Maybe we can't get distracted.
Maybe we can't. But it's on the page of distraction.
Yeah. How do you feel about Minneapolis becoming the new Sundance, possibly in 2027?
I saw that. I'm thrilled.
The film community is of Minnesota. We are bidding on it, people, starting in 2027.
I absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. And is this because Sundance is done with Park City?
Julia, do you remember doing RFPs or RFIs?
Yes, of course I do.
Requests for information.
Requests for proposals.
Proposal. They're due May 1st.
Okay, so all the different RFPs to decide what city it'll go to.
That's right. And Minneapolis Minnesota is submitting.
Yes, I love that idea.
Submitting the bid, and I really hope that the Minnesota Film Board gets their budget. I hope that happens. We used to make so many films here.
Yes, I know.
And you know what, Julia? To anybody that's listening that's in charge of voting for this money, there's nowhere else in the country that you can land at an airport and be on a farm in 45 minutes.
There you go, Laurie.
Nowhere else. Canada, you got to drive for 2 hours. Okay? Nowhere.
Where did you learn that random fact? I feel like you're making it up.
No, I read it in an op-ed about all the reasons why
Minnesota is a great place. Minnesota could be from city to farm.
Yes, city to farm. And we have such a, like, lots of actors here, lots of skilled workers, and it brought in so much money. And you know who got rid of it? Plenty do nothing. That guy. That was my nickname for him, Governor Plenty do nothing.
Lori, honestly,
but he did get rid of that.
I know.
And that shut all the filming down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so hot-headed about it.
Really?
Yeah.
We go back to Catalina Island with Robert Wagner on the ship.
Here's Shaboozy.
Lori's still hot-headed about that, too. What was her name? Who fell over the ship?
Oh, Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood.
This is a song of the summer.
Yeah, it is.
He has an excellent voice.
Yes. Yeah. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't
worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. All right, that's how much I scouted ahead, so I'm scared to play more.
That's a great song.
When it goes up into the chord, 1, 2, 3, Grant would be so proud that
you're
playing that. He's obsessed with this song.
Shaboozy, and the name of the song is a bar song.
Mm-hmm. Easy to remember.
Totally easy to remember. We're going to take a break and come back with the Dirt Alert. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Learning RX, and I got a testimonial for us today. My daughter is a senior in high school and has struggled in school all her life, every grade. She had tutors on and off for over 10 years. Learning RX came recommended by a friend, and we were excited to get her started after we had our daughter take the assessment. Sure enough, processing visually and hearing and memorizing math facts and problems were two of her biggest issues. She's dedicated, hardworking. We knew she had put it in, and that's just what happened. Sarah and Julie were trainers. They were amazing. They're very understanding and flexible with her training sessions because she's busy. She's a senior, and she's improved in every area. I wish we'd done this so much earlier. But she's off to college now, and she's ready to go. Call Learning RX.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Ellie, give us the Dirt Alert. We're listening, both ears, both eyes.
Well,
you've got us.
For today's Dirt Alert, I feel really sorry for Gisele Bündchen.
Oh!
Yesterday.
Not arrested.
Or no.
Pulled over
and
for
she
speeding.
She did what most of us do. I cry.
Yeah.
I cry and beg forgiveness.
More
story. She got pulled over for driving erratically, which, like, the body cam footage, that's what the officer said. Okay. She was given a warning, not even officially a ticket.
Okay.
And she was photographed, like, in tears with an officer on the side of the road.
Huh.
And it was reported by most news outlets that she was teary-eyed over being issued a ticket. And many people were making fun of her, but they released the body cam footage of the officer who pulled her over, and it shows Gisele thoroughly rattled, expressing concern over being followed by aggressive paparazzo. In the video, she tells the cop, who only issued her a warning, as I said,
right,
She was driving erratically because she was trying to stay away from a photographer. The officer advises Giselle to file a police report and tells her that there's little he can do in the moment.
Oh,
in response, she bursts into tears and says, "I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, I have these guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life."
You know what? That would be maddening. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine having to ditch someone every time you got in your car and have you to know be who they safe. Are?
Daily Mail photographers.
Probably.
They're try the dirtiest. And get Giselle the every dirtiest. Single day going in the gym. So they tail
it. Yes. I get her.
I get it. Oh, Giselle.
Because I just cry because I don't want the ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, and I thought that was a very natural response.
And
without
it's, a
even...
tense, it's a tense experience for anyone. And clearly there's chased? Some different dichotomies, but it's tense.
But she has the added, I mean...
No, it wouldn't be.
Oh, wait, man. That's something you just don't even think of.
Yeah.
And imagine looking into a police officer's eyes as they pull you over because you're driving erratically and saying, "I feel unsafe." Right. And he's like, I can't do anything about the people making you feel unsafe. So drive better.
Well, like your road rage thing that you had a couple weeks ago.
I was scared.
Yeah. And I had something similar happen to me Sunday on the way home.
Did you?
Somebody took offense at, I wasn't even doing anything. I was in the right lane and everything. And every time I tried to, like, I was going to pass him, he would, like, fake pretend to come over.
Right. And my person, it was on the freeway,
it was scary.
Wanted to get over at a very small space, and I didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
And so I just kept going, but honest to Pete, this person figured out a way to go in front of me and then brake on the freeway and then pull over and then speed up and brake. I was scared.
That kind of behavior is just disgusting, and that's why, like, most police departments now ban... you know, car pursuits because they pose so many dangers that go beyond
poor
Giselle.
That makes
and I
me
bet she
sad.
Gets way more, you'd of course, there'd be more paparazzi in Miami than there would have been in Boston.
And she just went public with the new relationship.
The guy,
so they want to get pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be hard.
Yeah. My partner, she used to work for, like a home with adults with disabilities.
Yes.
And she was in the van with three of her clients. As they're driving down, she apparently drove over some debris in the roadway that chipped the windshield of someone behind her. And he trailed her for 30 minutes to the destination of where they were going with these women. He's screaming out the window, flipping her off.
Oh,
and she's
gosh.
Got a woman in the passenger seat going, "That man's waving."
Oh, yeah.
And she's
like,
about to have a panic
it's
attack
scary.
Saying, "Don't wave back."
It's scary.
Like, how would you know that you drove over debris? How,
no, you wouldn't. I
mean, you wouldn't. And you're wouldn't. Not liable. Yeah. She was like calling me in a panic. Like, are the cops going to be like, "Oh, that's a hit and run." And I'm like, "No, that's terrifying. That you are not liable. That man is terrifying. Like, go away." Yeah,
all
be careful.
Right.
Don't weaponize your car.
So she wasn't crying over a ticket.
She was having a panic attack over being stalked by a paparazzo who was clearly being aggressive.
I love the embellishment you're giving this now.
It was a panic attack.
You're giving a good headline.
And it was for 20 miles. All right.
Well, it's not one of my favorite things, especially when it comes to vehicle issues.
And we got the detail. It was a $140,000 Jeep or something.
Oh, well.
I got that out of the story.
Now we know what her Jeep costs.
I don't even know if it was a Jeep. I don't know what it was.
Well, I have some more lighthearted news.
All right.
The 7 original Harry Potter books are getting a massive new audiobook series release.
Oh.
It's pretty special. I've not heard of anything similar. In the announcement, they promise more than 100 actors who will bring these iconic stories to life as if never heard before. The new audiobooks will provide immersive audio entertainment through high-quality sound design in Dolby Atmos, stunning scoring, a full range of character voices, and real-world sound capture.
Okay, Shannon, if you're listening, you're welcome. I made this happen for you. I mean, people who love Harry Potter love.
Did they need an update?
I don't know, obviously, but it really sucks. Because
the original
my kids
series
were even
got,
just talking about Harry Potter movies just last Friday night.
The original audiobooks got like tons of critical acclaim, and they clarified that those are still going to be available. They're not like disappearing
from
the market.
But this is something new and extra.
Just a money grab?
I don't know, Lori. People love the books. I mean, if you could hear it entertained in a different way, because audiobooks usually have like three voices.
Yeah, and let's say
it's the same person.
It's like extra to say the least. I think it's pretty groundbreaking in terms of audiobooks.
I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, I think that it'll be a really cool project, and I'd like to see if it works. You could do that with different series, and that would also be really cool.
Maybe we have a voice acting job, Lori. You would.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, those new audiobooks are scheduled to premiere in late 2025, with each of the 7 English language titled to be released sequentially.
That's a big deal.
Let's keep in mind, too, the original like audiobooks, I think, came out in like the early 2000s, like before Audible even existed.
Yes, existed, right.
So it might be due for an update regardless, and this is probably the
fantastic.
Most...
Fantastic! Those books are magic.
Overboard way to go about
there
it.
There you go.
Well, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, they have a new movie in the works, and they haven't dropped any details, but they have a script written. And this comes after they were talking about doing the Twins 2. I don't know if you guys saw the original Twins. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
They were talking about doing Twins 2, but that project officially got scrapped. And they've been doing those like ad runs, which is really like similar to the Twins thing. So I think that they're doing a different project that combines the two, but they didn't want to do Twins 2 anymore.
Okay, got it. There you go.
So I'm looking forward to that because I absolutely love them. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger's hilarious. He hasn't been in a movie in a minute. We have a little update here about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. We do not know if they're actually together at any given point. They officially ended their engagement, and many speculation was that they were officially done, but it was just MGK's 32nd birthday.
He's so young. He's so young.
He's so cute. I find him very pretty.
Oh, yeah, Lori does too. He's not my type.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm a lesbian, so he's very pretty.
Yeah, he is pretty.
So it works for me. But, you know, they were all smiles, and there wasn't as much PDA. You know, they're known for PDA, and they weren't kissing each other, but she was right beside him throughout the night and taking photos with him and was, like, very much a part of this birthday event. So.
All right.
He just seems so Arrested Development to me.
I just don't get it.
You know, and she's got 3 children, and he was like a good bridge for her away from Brian Austin Green.
I agree.
But she's never really been single.
Well, so maybe then they don't need to be married, and if they to still be together and weird, all the power to them.
Yeah, they can be twin flaming when they choose to twin flame.
There you go, Laura.
And then go their separate ways when their flames need to be solo or shared with another person.
When those flames need to die down
a little bit. Oh, all right, good dirt. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care, where it is such a great community. If you're looking for a place for your loved one, you know, when they no longer can take care of themselves, it isn't safe for them to be home. They start with assisted living, then they also have memory care and hospice care. They have 18 different communities around the Twin Cities. They are growing, but they probably have one right near you. And we loved touring Sweet Living Senior Care. They're only 32 suites. They're smaller communities. Everybody feels like they know each other. Everybody's involved. They've got a higher staff to resident ratio, like by at least two trained staff.
We were also very impressed with everything that they have as an option if you want to be involved in community. Yeah. It was really nice.
Really nice feeling there. Mm-hmm. And it's a family project, you know, that started this, and they're really, you want to go see it. Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com to schedule a tour.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
She has a theory.
Well, I don't know if this theory is too out there or not, but I was glad that... they wanted to get to the bottom of this. Who's the top book boyfriend? And in honor of, we've talked, you know, National Bookstore Day coming up. Who is the top book boyfriend? You ask, I will answer. I don't know if this is going to surprise you, but the most beloved book boyfriend is a guy by the name of Noah.
Oh, yes.
Notebook. The Notebook.
That's right. Played by Ryan
Gosling.
That
was actually going to be my answer. Yes.
You were
going to
say Noah?
Yes. I'm obsessed with The Notebook.
Yes. And he's the best boyfriend, according to this thing that they did for Bookstore Day. Our friend Neil saw The Notebook on Broadway and loved it.
Oh.
Said it was excellent.
Oh,
if you're going to Broadway. But, yeah, Noah is numero uno in book lovers as far as who they would like, as far as, who else. It was 2,000 romance readers were surveyed.
Okay.
Christian Grey from 50 Shades came in second.
He was hot when he was hot.
That's right.
He worked when he worked.
He delivered a spanking that everyone didn't did. Know they needed.
I'm not worried about the 2,000 people pulled.
I know.
Oh, no.
But it still gives you a taste test because these three, the top three take up almost 80%. It was clear winners. Edward Cullen from the Twilight series is number three.
I tried
reading. Best book boyfriends.
Yeah.
I was excited about Noah, but now it just sounds like they want someone obsessed with them.
Well,
what do you, this is just a survey.
It's a romance thing. Here's who best book girlfriends. The top three were Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades, Bella Swan from Twilight, and Juliet from Romeo and Juliet.
They just went with easy ones.
They did.
Because actually, in a lot of the books, because those books had series. I mean, Twilight had three books that you would know the names.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey had three books. Romeo and Juliet's a classic.
Listen, it was commissioned. They wanted to. Romance genre is the number one selling category.
I am well aware of this, Lori. I've been reading it forever.
Yeah. And romance readers read like four books in 6 months. So they're avid readers. And so I trust some of this, of what they say. But anyway, what the big takeaway from this theory or from this thing is that people feel that reading romance books inspires their expectations of what a good relationship is. And the kind of person they want to be with or not be with.
It's so funny because when I first started, they were all lords.
Yes, and ladies and damsels.
And they'd all get kidnapped and fall in love, with the captain of the ship.
We've come a long way.
The original Bridgerton books. I love those.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
We have come a long way.
And more than half of the romance readers surveyed said that reading romance novels has made them more particular in choosing a partner because romance novels have, come a long way, and we,
I think I said something like this earlier, but in regards to sex, like it makes you think about your interiority within a relationship or a sexual relationship that's not like, oh, how this other person looks at me.
Right.
But, like, books make you think about how that person feels within their relationship and what they want.
I mean, another book that came up, A Walk to Remember.
Oh, God. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. A book turned into a movie, Reese Witherspoon.
And the cute guy from...
I can't remember, but I didn't realize A Walk to Remember was from a book.
Either did I.
Isn't that one of the Phoenixes?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But okay, so that's that. Americans pick Denzel Washington as their celebrity choice for...
A leading man, a hot leading man.
You guys
man.
Are thinking President. Of Walk the Line. A Walk to Remember is Mandy Moore.
It's Mandy Moore.
That's
and who's the guy in it? Because he was a kid in one of our shows that we loved out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we liked that a lot.
Are we conflating the...
Shane West.
Remember, what was he in that we watched?
Oh, we loved him.
He was in so much.
He has the most recognizable face, but I can't give you anything.
I know. Same.
Yeah, he was in a network sitcom that we really, really liked.
Gotham. He was in Gotham. ER.
Maybe that's where he was a kid then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has the most recognizable face, but not the most recognizable filmography. I'll say that about him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was more of a TV. He didn't have as much luck with the movies.
That with Mandy Moore, it was like her first, you know, she was mm-hmm. too young and she fell in love. I love that book. And she was sick, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Right, I watched that like twice and I remember it, and well, I'll never watch it again.
All right, well, there we go.
You didn't like it.
I don't like cancer stories.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. So don't watch Terms of Endearment.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Americans picked Denzel as their celebrity choice for president. If they could wave a wand,
it would be
who
Denzel.
Would it be? It would be Denzel.
Interesting choice. Like
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it was coming in second place was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, he but, actually talked about yes, doing yes. something.
Yep.
But it was Denzel. All right. Runaway in this one.
Category.
Tom Hanks was number three next to The Rock, then Clint Eastwood, then Clooney, then Oprah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm okay. wondering why no women.
Who knows? Okay. When does old age really begin? Seniors think 75 is the new 65. The definition of old age is always changing. Why? Because the researchers are getting older. I don't know. But compared to previous...
Because Social Security wants to keep raising the limit.
Compared to previous generations, people now put off considering themselves old until later in life. And I remember reading this a long time ago in another study that the average American self-describes themselves admittedly out loud and says they're old
at
76.
Oh, 76, the D-Day.
Okay. At 76 is kind of like when people are just like, ah, screw it. Just but until then, no, because that might be, and I think the theory was at the time when we talked about it, is 76 the age in which maybe there's like health things that start happening?
Sure.
That like you're
if
like
you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
That you got to wait that long. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. That you're like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm already got this going wrong and this going wrong, and that's was our theory about why people.
That's when it. That's when
described because you never feel the age you are, no matter what age you're at.
Never.
You know, the mm-hmm. one age that no one would ever repeat is anything in their 20s. Enjoy your 20s when you're in your 20s.
I would go back. To my late 20s? Oh, I had so much fun.
I wouldn't go back to being 25 and I'm 25.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. It's rough.
I wouldn't go back to teenage years.
No. 20s is the group.
Well, I'm just telling you for me, I had a lot of fun.
Right. But, you know, would you really want to go back to being 28 and newly married?
I wasn't married yet.
At 28?
I didn't get married till I was like 29 and a half.
Such an old bride for someone.
I was
in the
an 90s. Old bride.
In the 90s.
I was an old.
I was going to say, what is an old bride?
Just
what am I
for
supposed
that
to get married?
Time,
telling me.
Everybody.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, but I mean, people still in the 80s and early 90s still kind of got married. A lot of people to their college sweethearts or to somebody they met in their early 20s, and you'd be married at 27.
Well, there you
26.
Go. 26. We had to take a break first.
Oh, mm-hmm. to get the ring?
Got the pots and pans.
That's a good so reason
cute.
To break up.
You're so cute. You're so cute. All right. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back with the rest of the headlines. All right. I know that everyone is in a rush to get to their draft parties, but you can catch it on ABC tonight if you want to watch that.
I think it's ESPN. Isn't
it's
it?
ABC too.
It is. All right.
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. Score North. What are you talking about? Score,
well, that's on a TV station yet.
Yeah, I know.
So it's on ABC, ESPN, and NFL are going to present the draft.
More importantly, why didn't I DVR Drew Barrymore today? You know who was on? I forgot to look. Miss Janet Jackson.
And we're going to see her in a month.
Yeah, we are. And apparently, while stopping by the show, Drew. Looked at her and said, "You look very Matrix. Did you almost do that Keanu Reeves movie?" And that's
just
when,
because of how she dressed.
Yeah, she, you know,
she dressed like she does that.
She can kind of really go high grade on the buckles and tight, mm-hmm. and everything is looking, you know, structured. And she said, "No, I think you're confusing the movie with X-Men. I was offered the role of Storm."
What?
Yes.
Like the one Halle Berry took?
Yes. She said, and Drew was like, wait a second. She goes, yeah, I was offered Storm in the year 2000 in X-Men, but I had to say no because I had a tour schedule.
Oh, that's why you said
no. I was just embarking on the Janet tour. And then, of course, Halle Berry, I mean, she's iconic as Storm, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but I would have loved to see Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
I actually have issues with Halle Berry as Storm, but that's because I read the comics.
Okay, that's okay. Why. And so, yeah, maybe Miss Jackson also had feelings about that because that's a big action film. But Storm has never really come back to X-Men.
Are you really looking at me asking?
No, I'm asking Ellie.
There has been like one iteration in Apocalypse, and it wasn't super well received. Okay. So officially, no.
She didn't miss out on any big money. And then Drew Barrymore just said, well, I almost did Boogie Nights.
What? Who would she have been in Boogie Nights?
What's her name? You know, Roller Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Julianne Moore.
Weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Julianne Moore, though.
Oh, Julianne Moore was so perfect. Great. She so great. And even Mark Wahlberg as Dirk Diggler was perfect. Really probably the best thing he's ever done.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that movie again.
Yeah, that one holds up. And, of course, don't forget Burt Reynolds.
Don't forget.
In an iconic, cameo.
Okay, what's everybody doing tonight?
Well, I think I kind of wished I'd made a plan because I feel like Casey's got a draft plan.
Right. You can come over to my house and play pickleball.
Oh, that doesn't sound.
I'm going to watch the draft. I'm excited about it. There's just so much like positivity. I like people's reactions.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're taping it to go play pickleball.
Yeah.
It's too far to go at this time of day.
He's so funny. You know, it's so funny. Woodbury's so far from St. Paul. Last night, oh my gosh, there's so many accidents. It was a wild drive home last night.
There's been like something in the air. Be careful.
And
like,
Mercury has moved on. The retrograde has moved on. What is going on?
I have seen more things on the roads and a lot of our state patrols.
Yeah.
In unexpected areas, too.
Okay. Keep a lookout for Smokey.
Just be careful. Drive safe.
Just be careful. I know it.
And if you're on 94 between St. Paul and Minneapolis, you are either the problem or the solution.
Right.
I drive it every day.
If I were to tell you...
62 miles an hour.
If I were to tell you that there's a pregnancy rumor and it all started with a grocery store rumor and a tracksuit, would you believe me?
Someone was trying to steal a watermelon from a grocery store and they decided that she's pregnant?
No. Apparently, for weeks now, there have been rumors. I've been unaware of this. Maybe on Dumas and some of the other items that Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were having a baby.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Or they've broken up. And this week, the internet is leaning towards pregnancy. Here's how it started. A few weeks ago, Daniel Tosh, who I believe is a comedian, said on his podcast that an employee at a Malibu grocery store spilled the beans on Kylie. He said, I was talking to this guy and I said, why were you guys closed yesterday? And he goes, well, I'm not supposed to discuss it, but keeping up with the Kardashians, the show was filming their season finale here yesterday. This was a scene that apparently happened. Kylie reveals she's pregnant again with Timothée's kid. What a bombshell. Daniel Tosh said, well, there's a chance this employee could have been lying. However, the disclaimer and the sources shutting down the baby speculations haven't stopped the theories because Kylie shows up at her aunt's funeral last week in a tracksuit. Everybody else is in a suit or a dress, and she's in a schlumpy,
flubby
tracksuit.
She's not pregnant.
I'm just telling you.
I like Daniel Tosh, and he would have told that exactly how it happened. You're like, no saying for a random guy at a grocery store, but...
Right.
I don't even know which one she is in this picture.
The one most casually dressed. And then her guy, Kylie, who'd she have the kids with? Travis Scott. One of the websites, Pop Crave or something, did a little thing about Daniel Tosh saying that Kylie might be, pregnant.
Yes.
And he just wrote, bruh. And had it up there for a couple hours and then took it down. So
there's no way.
I'm just saying.
There's no way. Have we ever seen them together?
I mean, Timothée has been in New York and New Jersey working on the Bob Dylan biopic since like January. She does have a private jet.
Oh, there's so many.
I'm obsessed with the lip readings of their interactions because they sound like they have one brain cell bouncing between the two
of
them.
Yeah, I know. Sex, sex, sex. And he's a Met Gala semi-regular, and she's a regular the last several years. So we'll see if Kylie shows up at the Met Gala. And if she doesn't, if it'll she feed doesn't the speculation.
With a watermelon.
No. If she's pregnant, she won't show up.
I don't believe this for even a hot second.
Okay.
Do you really, Lori? Come on.
I the pregnancy tracksuit,
and they're still together.
No. And then they took this photo down. Now again, that could all be planned, but like
to get eyes on the Ellie finale said, of Keeping Up the Kardashians.
Yeah, but Daniel Tosh, what does he have to benefit by just
He doesn't, and he would not even put the Kardashians on his lips if he didn't think he had some kind of thing to say.
Yeah, that's why it's the comedian, the grocery store story, and the deleted funeral pic, and Kylie being so casually dressed while her sisters, her mom, and her grandma are dressed quite stylishly.
That's a weird enough story that I don't 100% disbelieve it.
Really? Thank you.
It's just really? Too weird to it's be 100% weird. False.
It's too telling. It's bizarre, Julia, but would we call this kid
a
Cardale May or a Sharla Jenner?
I like Cardale May.
Cardale May. Baby Cardale May.
I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I don't get the two of them together.
I don't either.
It's pure sexual tension.
But I don't even get that.
they don't look like they don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Club Chalamet, they won't be happy about this news,
You don't think he knows yet?
No, but his fans, the Club Chalamet, don't
Lori,
Google it.
You are such a teenager.
I'm just saying Club Chalamet will come after
Who are you
Kylie
taking
with
to prom?
The curse. Who am I taking to prom? You, of course. I'm hoping you're going to wear your white suit.
Casey, the star of the football team.
Because yeah. I did. The Casey, the star of the football team. Yeah. Twin Cities All Defense. He did win that acknowledgement back in the day. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us today, you guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night. Go Vikings.
Job done. Off you go.